From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
We'll come to that inflation in a moment in America. Huntley, Now, isn't this interesting in a world of EVs and all that sort of stuff? We want more coal and we want it longer.
Yes. A seeming spirit of cooperation amongst our local generation retailers. So this was an announcement yesterday from Genesis, telling us that Genesis, Mercury, Meridian and Contact have signed a non-binding heads of agreement to investigate the potential for Huntly Power Station, and specifically what are called the Rankine units inside there, to continue to play a key role managing dry year risk and enhancing system security over a longer time frame. So to sort of put this into plain English, these Rankine units run on coal. Mostly, I believe, they can run on gas and potentially biomass, but they're important for security of supply, basically when it doesn't rain enough and the wind's not blowing, and those pesky peak times, like 7 o'clock in a cold winter's morning or 5 o'clock on the afternoon, when we need a lot of power on tap. Now, last winter 2024, these issues were highlighted when the market experienced what is being described as a pinch point on energy supply due to a combination of faster than expected decline in national supply of natural gas, low hydro lake levels and low wind conditions. Now, you could probably spend a lot of time, Mike, and I will leave it up to you if you want to talk about the hows and whys of how we got here, but it does feel at this point like this is a pragmatic and sensible solution, because Genesis owns Huntly. And this agreement basically acknowledged that the system needs it,
yep,
and the cost of keeping it going should be shared. Now, one of those units will need refurbishing next year, so there is an end point on this. I think the other one is in 2030. They can be converted to use biomass if needed, but there's just costs all behind this. The interesting point here, Mike, is these companies are all competitors, really. So I suspect this will need some sort of regulatory approval, but that I'm not totally clear on how that's going to happen.
Okay, it's a good story. Right, the CPI, the bond move, and I look at the Dow, it's down. Did it move the market? Is that what drove it?
Yeah, it did. Although I would say in the last sort of 20 minutes or so, markets are coming back a little bit. So this is inflation number overnight in the US, CPI, Consumer Price Index. It's not the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, but it's important nonetheless. And the context here, Mike, is that CPI inflation has stopped going down. And you could argue now it's starting to go back up. So inflation has lifted broadly. CPI is 0.5% for the month at the headline. That was expected to come in at 0.3. You take the food and energy out of it, what we call core CPI, plus 0.4. That was expected to print at 0.3 for the year. 3% headline now, 3.3%. core. Now that lift led by increases in household expenses, groceries, gas, housing costs, eggs. Eggs were up 15%, apparently. This is the biggest monthly lift since August 2023. You consider that with the recent non-farm payrolls, which suggested the jobs market is still pretty robust, very much strengthened the case for Federal Reserve to stay on hold. Now, there is apparently a bit of a thing in January. It's when people like to put prices up, so there may be a little January effect there, but I think the Fed is now going to watch and wait. It's put pressure on interest rates, so your Treasury bonds rates have gone up, share markets down a little bit, and, you know, you increase this sort of standoff between Trump that wants interest rates lower and inflation not really playing ball.
Quick word, if you wouldn't mind, on our trachometer, good or not?
Light traffic index, which suggests there's not been as flat, the trend there flat, so really no move in domestic demand. That's consistent with other signals. Heavy traffic jumped 4% in January, up 4.1% year on year. So that's a better read on production. It's encouraging, but it's only one read, and so we probably need to see more of a trend there at the moment.
What about concrete? Talk to me about concrete.
Well, we're not nowhere near as much. December quarter of ready-mix concrete, actual volume of ready-mix concrete produced was 6.2% down. The number I like here, Mike, though, I looked at the December quarter and I compared it for 2024 and I compared it to 21. We were at the peak. Do you know we're only pouring 3/4 of the amount of concrete that we were 3 years ago? So you can see how much that's contracted there. That's a big move.
It is. I was part of that peak. I did the glass house then and anyway.
What do you grow in the glasshouse?
I'll talk to you about that another day. What are the numbers? Well, nothing illegal.
I want to hear about your tomatoes.
Capsicums.
Capsicums, of course you do. The Dow Jones is down 175 points. It's at 44,420. The S&P 500 is down 18 points, 6050. It's down 0.29%. The NASDAQ is now just clicked into positive territory. It's up 2 points, 19,645. Overnight, FTSE 100 up 0.34%, 8,807. The Nikkei up 0.42%, 38,964. Shanghai Composite gained almost 1%, so strong, 3,346. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 0.6%, 8,535 there, and the NZX 50 was relatively unmoved, down 3 points, 12,913. Kiwi dollar is a little bit weaker, 0.5639 against the US, 0.8975 Aussie, 0.5427 euro, 0.4532 pounds, 87.19 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,903, so still strong, and Brent crude, $75.81.
I'll give you one of my heirloom tomatoes. You don't know you're alive until you've got one of those. I see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.